Now, there was some results of this revival, and that leads to Reformation. And you don't need a fingerprint expert to find out what the results were. We find here now in chapter 10 at verse 1, and I'm reading. We read here, "Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept sore." Now, there is a great conviction of sin that comes over God's people at this particular time, and it certainly was something that was needed. Now, will you notice what happened? "And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing." Now, this man, Shechaniah, he became the mouthpiece here of, I think, a group of people that recognized their sin and wanted to confess. And they come to Ezra, and they make this confession. They say, "We've trespassed against our God." Now, that's his very candid acknowledgement. And he says, "We've taken strange wives of the people of the land." And that, my friend, is nailing it down, dealing with specifics. And all of this was absolutely contrary to the law of Moses. It was breaking the law. And they had not consulted in this grave matter that which was written. In other words, they had departed from the Word of God. And this man now, though, casts himself upon the mercy of God. He says, "Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing." And the thing that follows here, will you notice? He says, "Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law." Now there were those that joined now in confession, and they likewise trembled at the commandment of God. That is, they just didn't read it or just study it. The Word of God had its way in their hearts. When that was called to their attention, a transgression, they confessed it. They didn't attempt to rationalize or excuse it or cover it over, and they just came out and confessed it. And they did this according to the Word of God.